And now this is a dictation for Jan. Radcliffe is a Radcliffe, April 1946, addresses a letter to Saginaw VA 3214085 and Dr. Stevelton, Stevelton 7751640. Dear Dr. Stevelton and Sirs at Saginaw VA, follow up for Mr. Radcliffe, chronic kidney disease hypertension, last visit in May. He has added 10% deviate for hypertension on his disability. He has severe back pain, spinal stenosis, limiting abilities to do physical activity. Has been followed locally with Dr. Adams, ADAMS, to see University of Michigan in the future. Tongue reduction of pain to the lower extremities, but no severe weakness, no compromise of bowel or urine. He has prior prostate cancer and treatment with chronic incontinence, but no infection, cloudiness of blood. Has history of prior kidney stones, but the last episode 6-7 years ago. No reported vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, no reported infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, other review system is negative. He does drink alcohol, usually beer, frequently but in a low level. Other review system is negative, medication list review. I will highlight the propranolol, aldactone, lisinopril for blood pressure, prior hydralazine and Norvasc discontinue, on cholesterol management for his prostate, on alfuzosin, A-L-F-U-Z-O-S-I-N. Next paragraph, today weight 192, blood pressure 160 over 72, at home 110s, 130s over 70s, alert oriented time 3, respiratory cardiovascular, no abnormalities, no ascites tenderness, no edema or neurological deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry, September, creatinine 2.3, which is still his baseline, a normal sodium, potassium, mild metabolic acidosis 21, present GFR 29 to stage 4, normal glucose, normal calcium, albumin, liver function test not elevated. Cholesterol and triglycerides well controlled. Normal TSH, A1C 6.1. Anemia 11.6. Normal white blood cell platelets. The size of the red blood cells large, 100 probably from alcohol intake. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. PKD stage 4, likely related to long-standing hypertension. Next number, blood pressure in the office high, but at home well controlled. Continue pressing low-dose ACE inhibitors, among others. Next paragraph. Anemia, macrocytosis, no external bleeding, no indication for EPO treatment. Next number, alcohol exposure. Next number, normal potassium, mild metabolic acidosis. Next paragraph, phosphorus should be part of his blood testing on a regular basis to decide about binders. Next number, low-level protein in the urine. No protein in the urine. No nephrotic syndrome. Next number, low level monoclonal protein. This is from April, 0.1 grams per deciliter, without overt evidence for plasma cell disorder. This will be followed over time. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. Presently, no vitamin D125. Next number, history prostate cancer and treatment. And kidney stones without recent recurrence, with normal with relatively small kidney on the left comparing to the right, bilateral stones but not causing obstruction, and no reported urinary retention. All issues discussed with the patient, come back on the next 6 months, end of dictation,